One thing that I can tell you for sure is I wouldn't say I gave three different answers, but according to them, they chose to believe what they wanted to believe or what would work for them. But the truth is, like I said before and I'll say it now, I never posed for anyone nude. If there is a picture of me out there, then I am the victim. But at the same time, there are no pictures that exist of me nude. So I don't know how many stories they want. If they've done their investigations properly, then they would have found out that it all comes to one thing, that I never posed for any nude pictures.
You said you wanted to rebrand. What are you doing at the present moment?
I'm going after what I've always wanted to do. I'm a motivational speaker. I love encouraging young girls. And this is an opportunity that even gives me a platform to speak out there that, you know what, you will get bruised, but it doesn't stop you from thriving. It doesn't stop you from becoming who you want to be. You always have a choice as a human being, either to sit, cry over what has happened and just let the world calm down on you, or you take everything by its horns and move on.
What has been the reaction from your friends and family about all these goings on with the Miss Zimbabwe Trust?
My family and my friends inclusive have been very supportive because they know who Emily is. So they have been supportive all the way.